Is this something that we on Earth should be worried about?
It's not something to be worried about. It's something to marvel at, that the sun, which is kind of round, would come up with a square shape on its surface. But a coronal hole is simply an area of where the corona has less density than average, and it forms no end of different shapes. And it's just like watching clouds in the sky. They're fun to find.
Now, the corona is the atmosphere of the sun, correct?
It's the outermost layer of the atmosphere, yes.
What is going on the surface of the sun to produce this coronal hole?
We're still working on that. We're pretty sure we think that the coronal holes are areas where old sunspots used to be. And as the sunspots decay away, they leave behind some magnetic field that all kind of points in one direction. Sunspots are areas where you get all these cool-looking loops, and that means it's going from a north pole to a south pole. And it, just like on a magnet that you would look at with iron filings on the Earth, we see these coronal loops joining those poles. And as those sunspots go away, it tends to leave one set of north poles or one set of south poles. And over time, they just blow away all the stuff that was above in the bright loops and leaves this nice little coronal hole.
Since you brought it up, does the appearance of coronal holes have anything to do with the solar cycle?
We tend to see coronal holes best during times around solar minimum. There's one coronal hole, actually a pair, that form at the top and the bottom of the sun on the north poles and south poles, and those things will be up there for about 5 years. They'll just sit up there, just kind of being happy.
How long do these corona holes usually last, and what causes them to disappear?
We've seen them last a couple hours, and we've also seen the ones at the top of the sun will last several years. And the ones, like you see the square one, it might last a half rotation, maybe a rotation of the sun. So that's about, well, the sun spins around once in about 27 days or so, and so that might last about half that, a couple weeks.
One thing I'm curious about, and I'm really interested in space weather, and I understand that with a coronal hole, quite a bit of solar wind comes out. Does it have effect on space weather?
Yes, because of the way coronal holes are built, they tend to have the fast solar wind coming out of them. Material is heated and leaves the sun, and it comes out moving, you know, at a fairly good clip, up to about 700 kilometers a second, whereas the other part of the solar wind, which comes from the sunspot areas, tends to be a lot slower than that. So we get the fast solar wind from the coronal holes, and that can get here to the Earth, and it can cause aurora. It tends not to be one of the larger space weather effects, but it does have space weather effects during certain times of the solar cycle.
In recent videos and some photos of the coronal hole, some spectacular videos as a matter of fact, it appears dark because there's less light in the ultraviolet range of the light spectrum. So if the area of the hole is producing less ultraviolet light, is it producing more light of other parts of the spectrum?
We don't actually see coronal holes in any other light.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to find them in the extreme ultraviolet. It appears that coronal holes are mostly in the corona itself. They don't go down all the way to the surface of the sun. They stop a little bit above that. And so we're only seeing a place where the coronal material isn't trapped by the magnetic field lines reaching back to the surface. So no, it does not appear brighter in other wavelengths of light.
And finally, Dr. Pesnell, this isn't the first time that a coronal hole has been observed. I understand that last July, an incredibly large one was spotted, as well as in 2012. So they're not really a rare occurrence?
No, we will often have coronal holes on the sun on a regular basis. And it's even fun to look for them. We found one that looked like a rubber chicken. And we found another one that looks like a cocopelli, which is a flute player from the American Southwest.
It almost sounds like when we look up at the clouds and see shapes and figures there.
It's very much like that. You can see what you want in coronal holes. Coronal holes are a normal part of the solar cycle, and they will, as new magnetic field comes out of from inside the sun, the boundaries of the coronal hole will be closed up, and it'll just become a new area of sunspots.
Does this have anything to do with the poles flipping on the sun?
These are all related to the magnetic field of the sun. And so it does have something to do with it, but it's mostly a symptom rather at this point than a cause. We're just watching the magnetic field of the sun as the new field comes out of the sun, and now it kind of pushes stuff up towards the poles, and eventually that cancels the field at the north and causes the poles to flip. So it's kind of a symptom of the way the poles flip.